This is WHCC in Holland. Time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number, 395-1450. Our guest this morning, City Manager Ryan Cotton. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Juke. Great day.
Yeah, it is. Looks nice out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about some of the things going on in the city, and of course, there are a lot of things going on in the city because this is the season when everything goes on.
Well, thank you. I first want to thank our listeners for being so patient during the construction season. Quite a busy day, quite a busy week, quite a busy summer. We also want to let people know there's a little bit more in the offing. If in some neighborhoods, there's some repaving going on. And then on Tuesday, State Street, between 19th and 32nd, Tuesday and Wednesday next week, we'll be doing what we call spot repairs on the southbound lanes. They're pretty rough, if you've noticed them.
Yes, they are.
And until we get in queue to resurface that entire stretch, we're going to do some major spot repairs, so we'll have a better spring this coming spring than we did last spring.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask for your listeners' patience on that as well.
All right. All right. That will not take a real long time, will it?
No, just two business days.
Okay. Okay. So State Street next week. Keep that in mind.
Correct.
Okay. What else we got going on?
Well, congratulations are in order for our Parks and Recreation Department. They won the American Bloom Contest for the third time.
Amazing.
Just incredible. They also won, that was in our category of being prettiest, and then they also won a Historic or Heritage Award as well. So Shelley, Steve, Andy, Kenyon, the whole team, the partnerships created with the museum and the Visitors Bureau and Board of Public Works, it's just a winning combination, and I'm very, very grateful for all of their leadership and good work. Also, surprisingly, Forbes magazine. No one knew this, but we were included with 14 other communities as one of the 15 prettiest in the nation in the last week. And we're ranked up there with places like Breckenridge, Colorado, and places in Florida, and even Hawaii. So that's a credit to all the leadership here for decades, as well as the day-to-day hard work. So I'm just very grateful to be part of this team and I congratulate everyone involved.
Yeah, I don't think you get any medal out of it, but
I don't. I had little to do with it. I just want to celebrate it.
But it's very satisfying to know that you're part of that too.
It is. It's a great place, and it's I'm happy to be here and contribute what I can.
Right. What else you got?
Well, Fire Truck Parade. A little twist this year. It's not on Saturday morning. It's in honor of Fire Prevention Month, when we want to recognize that fires can be very devastating and lead to loss of life. We want to encourage people to think about keeping their families safe and their property sound. So that Fire Truck Parade is not on Saturday morning. It's going to be on Friday night.
Right.
So tomorrow night. It starts at 7. It'll go down 8th Street, end up at Civic Center, and there will be lots of activities there and information. The Coast Guard and the Sheriff's Department and all the surrounding fire departments up until around 9. So we suggest people make a night of it.
That's kind of different than we did do it for a while, isn't it? We used to have it on Saturday morning.
Correct. Great participation and wonderful routing down to Collin Park. But the fire station there is really too small for what we want to do, and the idea of having it in the early evening works better for a lot of families who have Saturday morning activities that are otherwise missed. So we think that participation will be high.
Very good. Excellent. All right. Time out for a word. We'll be right back with the city manager if you have a question.
So, like Auto Body Experts on Facebook and win stuff. Auto Body Experts, where loaner cars are always free. In Holland, in Hudsonville, in Wayland, and on Facebook. Facebook.com/Auto Body Repair.
Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
I was just curious. I haven't heard in a long time. Whatever ever became of the property over by Boatworks, the old Toolworks property that was supposed to be for sale, that the city was trying to find somebody to buy it and put something needed there, and you had a whole bunch of proposals at one time and people were looking at it, and we've never heard another word about it.
Well, thank you. The proposal went out, I think it was due in April, responses. We received one. That response was reviewed. We have an ad hoc team composed of our planning staff and several of our council members. And it was determined that that proposal was not did not really meet the requirements of the request for proposal. And at the same time, some things are changing on the waterfront with the Board of Public Works not needing to use the coal pile area like they used to. And that's producing some other energy and thoughts, and we've instead engaged in a visioning process. We hired a group called Edgewater Resources, who does this for a living nationwide and also internationally, rethinking and planning waterfronts and their connection to downtowns. So they are engaged, and they're meeting individually with everyone involved, and will eventually have public meetings to ensure that we're all on the right page and the right track, and then we'll re-advertise and make that land available again.
Okay, so actually then it came off the market and it's not actively being sold right now?
Correct.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Anyone else have a question for the city manager? You may call us 395-1450. Our line is open this morning. And had a nice walk on Labor Day.
Absolutely.
On the waterfront.
Nice day.
I didn't participate because I was working, but.
A lot of people mark their calendars and do that every year. And
yeah.
It becomes kind of a generational type of event. Of course, we had the truck parade at the same time. So we bumped the route, the start up for the walk so people
yes.
could do both. And that was a nice idea.
Another call here. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yes. I have a question for the city manager.
Yes.
Now, what about these people soliciting money on 16th Street? There's one down by Myers, by the Macatawba Bank, and there's another one down on around Sammy's, or in the corner of the 16th and Central. Now, isn't that against the law? Don't we have an ordinance in the city about panhandling?
Excellent question. Many communities had an ordinance about panhandling. There was a state Supreme Court ruling which signified that that is a permissible expression of free speech. We amended our ordinance to be in keeping with that, to signify that if there was any type of, I'm not sure exactly the right word, I don't remember, but if you were in some way threatened, or if it was intimidating, and if a person felt that way in relation to the panhandling, then we would enforce that, and that is not permitted. So a simple, passive, docile individual, I don't really want to recommend that anyone do this, but that type of panhandling is permitted by our courts, and we would just want to make sure if anyone feels threatened that we act on that and act quickly.
All right. Now, what about if it's been amended by the state? Now, what's stopping from people from coming to your front door and asking for money?
We have a door-to-door solicitation ordinance that is still in force, and we will enforce that if we hear of complaints.
You know, I live next to the city library, and probably about 10 times, people come to my front door and asking for money. You know. So that's against the law, then, correct?
Correct. I believe they need to be registered via a process involving the clerk's office. So I ask the listeners to let us know when that happens. Even call my office, clerk's office, police department, either one, and we will make sure that we look into it and make sure the right things okay. are occurring.
But since the state changed the law, so in other words, we can have every street in the city full of people panhandling for money, right?
Well, I don't want to say yes because I don't want that to happen.
Okay, but it's possible. It's not against the law if they want to do it.
If they keep within the statutes and the legal rulings, yes.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you. All right, got a question for the city manager? Call us 395-1440.
Or has been in a nursing home for years. We can help, but only if you let us. 616-361-8400. This is David Carrier, your family's personal attorney.
We're here with the city manager this morning. Got a question? Give us a call, 395-1450. What else you got on your list there this morning? We got the power company moving along. And
Right. They are making a lot of inroads and relocating and all the property acquisition associated with that. Atmospheric tool processing is undergoing the initial work to prepare for demolition. And actually, demolition is not quite the right word. They're going to be recycling a lot of the materials there. So there's a repurposing of it in various ways. I do want people to know the leaves are beginning to turn and they're beginning to fall. And leaf pickup, the city crews will be around starting October 5th. And that goes through early November. So that will begin. We just encourage people to only use the area in front of their homes, and put it in the street, can't get it off the lawn, and please don't let a lot of sticks get in there because they don't go up into the vacuum chutes and we can't pick it up then.
Right.
So make it mostly or 100% leaves.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yeah, I have some comments and questions. I just turned my radio on and I heard him say something about panhandling. Is
yes.
that legal in the city of Holland? And also hitchhiking is. What about hitchhiking? And I'll hang up and I'll listen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, some new court legislation and with everywhere within the state of Michigan, as long as the person is not intimidating or threatening, that relates to panhandling. The hitchhiking, I'm not aware of any limitations on our roadways other than the limited access roadways, the highway. I can check on that, but I believe that's the case.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 395-1450. Line's open if you'd like to call and talk to the city manager this morning. And
there, as I broadcast live on 1450 WHTC from noon till 2 p.m. with prizes and lots of fun. Celebrate Pumpkin Fest with 92.7 The Van and 1450 WHTC.
We are here with the city manager this morning, 395-1450. The windmill is moving along on schedule. Is that
correct? Elzinga Volkers, also the Dutch firm, is here, and the bridge was redone. The crane was moved. The top was taken off, as you know. So they're well underway, and we expect completion in November and to see the windmill turning again. Shortly thereafter. We're very, very, very grateful to the funders for that. We're two-thirds of the way along one way or another, and we need another third to be fundraised, so that's $725,000, and we will be announcing in the next couple of weeks a way that everyone can be involved and participate, and through having their name on something on the island. We're working on the details now, so they'll have something to recognize their loved ones or their cherished family members in some way, in a permanent way. That windmill's been there for 50 years almost. It's going to be there for another, probably 150 years or more. So we have a plan to have maintenance funds set aside so that it'll always get the maintenance it needs. And it's one of the oldest structures in the state of Michigan, and people can be part of that and know that they'll be remembered in various ways and remember others. So stay tuned. We're two-thirds there, one-third to go. The end is in sight. And this fundraising will also go towards pathways, safe, non-motorized pathways to and from the island, from the north and from the south, and also a bridge involving Holland Charter Township's assistance with funding. And the actual location is being worked out. But we together will make it happen.
Very good. Very good. It'll be nice to see it going around again.
Yes, and grinding grain. We have a lot of back orders on grain.
I bet we have.
On flour, I should say. Yes.
Yeah.
I want people to know that voter registration, the deadline is next week, October 7th. So we have an election coming up on November 5th, and we'd hate to have someone miss it because they're not registered.
Yeah.
People can call the clerk's office if they have any questions, but otherwise, keep that in mind. I also want to say we have an electronic newsletter that we rolled out in the last couple of months. Sharon Van Gelderen, who works in the mayor's office, administers that, and all we need is people to let us know by email that they want to be on the list, and around the first of the month, they'll get all the updates.
Oh, very good.
If they listen to this show, they're going to get them anyway.
Yeah.
But there's this and some others that they can get via that newsletter. So we encourage people to get signed up for that electronic newsletter. Comes out once a month.
Of course, the road repair is usually listed on the city site also, isn't it?
Right, yes. Multiple ways of getting information. The website is always kept up to date, and that's obviously the best, www.cityofholland.com. Sometimes people might not be looking at the website, so this newsletter is another way to get notes out to them. And in that vein, we want people to know if they're planning on business for City Hall or the library the week of October 14th, the parking lots need serious maintenance. They're going to be torn up and resurfaced. Get rid of some of those potholes that we experienced in the last couple of winters, make it a better environment for the next 10, 15 years to park. So there will be short-term inconvenience the week of October 14th.
Okay. All right. Well, let's take time out here for some weather. The weather is brought to you by the Wooden Shoe Restaurant. Come in for lunch and pick a pair. And the weather outlook is for scattered thunderstorms today with a high of 77. Scattered thunderstorms tonight with a low of 63. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of 81. And thunderstorms on Saturday with a high of 76. Looks like scattered thunderstorms is a broken record today. And we have a temperature right now of about 62 degrees, and we're here with the city manager. Got a question, 395-1450. And coming up in the...
Discussing this subject with a representative from Spectrum Health. Listen to Wellspring, sponsored by Spectrum Health, Zeeland Community Hospital, every Thursday at 11:10 a.m. on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Thank you. Good morning, City Manager.
Good morning.
Is it true that only city residents can get into the windmill for free?
During the non-peak seasons, if you have a 2-4 or 2-3 zip code, you may enter the island, the Windmill Island Gardens, at no charge.
Okay, good. I didn't know if the 2-4 could.
Correct.
Oh, wonderful.
We look forward to seeing you there.
Thank you.
Okay. And I watched the walk on the local net, and I see there's more building going on all the time and out there, and it's looking pretty.
Absolutely. The flowers are stupendous. There's a playground, so people can bring their kids and have an afternoon of it. Of course, there's great treats and the concession stand, and we redid the little gathering room. I forget what it's called. It's a nice place to just have a seat with your family members and see the history. Of course, tour the windmill. The cap is off now. It's not functioning, so it's a little you can't actually get to it during the construction.
Got a call here. Yes, you're online with the city manager.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for the new map, bus garage. To come to the open house tomorrow from 1 to 3 at the new map bus facility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea. Thank you for reminding people of that. I think they're having bus rides leaving from the Padnos Transportation Center, and that's what I intend to do. Get out there and enjoy the new facility.
Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our bus system is getting more sophisticated all the time, I think.
They are. The ridership has just grown leaps and bounds, and now they have a better home, and we look forward to many more good things.
Yeah. I don't use it, but I'm glad it's there because I might have to.
Well, it's wonderful for children. It's wonderful if someone has a car breakdown or if they're on their bike and the bike tire erupts, you got a place to call and get a ride because they have all the bike racks on there. So it's an opportunity. And if you want to reduce your carbon footprint, of course, and not burn gas, then it's there day in, day out. I want to recognize police reserve officers.
All right.
Duke. This week we had our annual dinner. We have about 50 of them, and they are kind of like unsung heroes in our community. They volunteer a lot of their time. They get a modest wage for the rest of the time, and we honored a gentleman many people know this week. His name is Mike Murphy, and he serves our downtown. He also serves as our code, our animal control officer, and he serves as our downtown officer. And you know, there are over 100 events every year in the city of Holland, and they just wouldn't be possible to keep public safe without the 50 reserve officers. So next time you're at one of those events, you might want to extend your hand and thank them for being there. Sometimes it's cold, and sometimes it's hard work. They even had to break up. They even get involved in some public safety activities. They had to break up a fight in the last year. So we really appreciate them. And if people want to be a reserve officer, we have many that have been on the force for 10, 15, 20 years. We welcome more. And they can go to the city's website and look at the police page and get signed up.
Very good. All right. We have a lot of hassle going on in Washington. Is that going to affect the city in any way?
It hasn't so far. And I think if it comes to no money, the debt limit, if they've reached that and they can't spend anymore, then I think that probably could affect us. But at this juncture, it's for the upcoming fiscal year, and what we're acting on in terms of any community development block grants or highway grants, that was for the fiscal year just ended. So those funds are there and just being used up,
right,
as we make the various billings. So far, so good. I'm not sure when the post office will be impacted. I'm not sure. I think they're a kind of a quasi-governmental agency.
Yeah, I don't think that they will be impacted.
Of course, our airport doesn't have that kind of tower assistance. So far, so good, Duke.
Good. All right. Good to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, some service stopped. You just, oh, boy.
Right. And, of course, the city's fiscal affairs are in order. We did have problems with the tax base a couple of years ago, and we're growing again. Jobs are being added, equipment, machinery, and lots of good things happening in our industrial sector and in our neighborhoods. So we are out of the woods on that so far. We want to keep it that way. I want to recognize two individuals that are new to our city team. We have the human relations coordinator has been appointed. Her name is Esther Fifelski, and she's in our clerk's office. So anyone who was missing Al and maybe didn't know who to see, Al Serrano, who retired in February, Esther is there now for them. We also have, we separated the international relations into a different part-time position, and her name runs that is Nardi Bickle, and she's in the clerk's office also. They both have, one is 24 hours, one is 12 hours. And, of course, they're available by Internet whenever people choose to contact them. So I just want to let people know those services are back to full speed given Al's retirement.
We'll also have a election coming up, and the campaigning is already starting.
Correct. That's on November 5th, and there's a number of council positions and the mayor's position. The mayor is unopposed. And there are some contests from the council position. So, as I mentioned, people should get registered to vote by October 7th.
And I'm sure the AAUW will have
League of Women
League
Voters.
League of Women Voters will have a forum for the candidates to speak and where everybody can hear them if they want to go.
They always do a great job of that.
They do.
I don't have the date memorized, but I'm sure it will be announced.
Yes, it will be. And I hope that we'll have a good turnout for the election this year.
I have one more initiative I want people to know about. We have some leadership in the community that's come forward and said, why don't people pick up more trash on their block? So, and he said, we can call it the Putt Club. Pick Up Trash Club.
Okay.
PUT Club. So we're encouraging people to think about that when they walk around their neighborhoods. Just bend down, pick it up, be a good example. And we're already 15 prettiest community in the nation, but maybe we'll be number one.
Keep it going.
We're encouraging people to think about that as they walk through their
neighborhood. When we say putt club, it doesn't mean you get out there with your boat golf club.
If you're good at it, go for it. But I know I won't. Not so good with that. But I will be picking up trash on my block.
On your block.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Does this mean you should pick it up on a whole block?
Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Okay, got another call here. Good morning. Good morning. You're online with the mayor. Good morning. You're online with the mayor.
Good morning, both of you. I know, Cotton, you got enough work to do, but when are they going to resurface around City Hall? Some of that area is pretty bad. Somebody's going to fall. I was told it was going to be done last year. So maybe, I don't know, you can squeeze it in this year, but certainly it should be number one on the list. I mean, we have such a beautiful...
We're just about out of time. Let me try and get an answer for you. Thank you.
In 2 weeks, October 14th, that very thing will happen. Thank you much.
Thank you.
There you go. Quick response there. I thank you very much for being our guest this morning, Cotton.
Thank you so much.
And we hope you'll be back with us next month.
Absolutely.